Young people have been rewarded for making a positive contribution to the lives of people living in their district. Dozens of youngsters gathered at the Radisson Blu Hotel at East Midlands Airport for Northwest Leicestershire's Respect Awards ceremony. The scheme, run by the Safer Northwest Leicestershire Partnership, showcases the good work young people are involved with. The work of four groups was highlighted on the night. Teenagers with the Friends of Sharpley Park in Colville were praised for helping build bridges between youth and residents. Catherine Ridgway, Community Focus Officer at Northwest Leicestershire District Council, helped organise the project. She said, "The young people have done a fantastic job. The project was about tackling antisocial behaviour, littering and challenging negative perceptions of young people who use the park. Activities included litter picks and bulb planting and organising a family fun day for May the 29th. Ms Ridgway said, "The daffodils are finally coming into bloom and park users and neighbours are now reaping the benefits. Something as simple as planting flowers has given the youngsters a sense of ownership and pride." Four groups were each given £1,000 towards a project to improve their community by the partnership, which includes the District Council, Fire Service and Police. Positive Futures, allotments for youth, saw a group of teenagers take on and maintain an allotment on Colville's Greenhill Estate. Rachel Enser, who led the project, said, "The allotment has given young people a focus and encouraged them to take a positive and active role in their community. It was a new experience for all of them, and they have already started to build relationships with other allotment owners so they can learn from their expertise." Another winner was Snibston Youth Group, which organises activities every Monday evening, ranging from fence mending to tree planting, reducing antisocial behaviour at Snibston Country Park off Ashby Road in Colville. Oakthorpe Youth Club near Measham, meanwhile, creates an art shop where work by young people from youth groups is sold to raise funds. Councillor Trevor Pendleton, chairman of the Safe for Northwest Partnership, said, "All too often we hear people associating young people with antisocial behaviour, but in Northwest Leicestershire there is positive work being done by young people to bring communities together." Chief Inspector Mark Thompson of Leicestershire Police, who presented two awards on the night, said, "It's great to hear the district's young people have achieved so much by working with others in their communities. The quality of the nomination showed how many young people are working in the heart of their communities, helping people and respecting others. I hope these awards will encourage other young people to become involved in community projects where they live."
Google sorts King cover-up. Google has retaken images of Greyfriars for its Street View map feature, after a plaque dedicated to Richard III was shown covered by a to let sign. The plaque was donated by the Richard III Society in 1990 and stands close to where the King's remains were uncovered in August. The cover-up was spotted and reported to the internet giant by online marketing consultant and history fan Stuart Hall, who lives in the city. The 47-year-old contacted Google in February to ask whether it would consider retaking the street image and uploading it in place of the current picture. He said, "If we're all getting a bit more caring about where Richard III should be buried, then the least we can do is show off as much of our Richard III connection as we can." Google replied a few days later, thanking Stuart for his inquiry. In an email, the company said, "We're reviewing the imagery you reported so we can take the appropriate action per your request." Following the correspondence, Stuart checked Google Maps regularly to see if they had taken up his request. Last week, he noticed the photograph had changed and the plaque was visible. He said, "I'm glad they listened. We need to be proud of the discovery and show it off. A lot of people are interested in Richard III, especially those in America, and they might not necessarily be able to come to Leicester to see all the things related to him. So Street View is a great way of being a virtual tourist." The Mercury asked Google if its team had been back to Greyfriars as a result of Stuart's email. A spokesman was unable to confirm if his email was the reason for the update, but said, "We update our imagery as regularly as we can to keep Street View and Google Maps fresh, accurate and updated." The original "To Let" sign, which covered the plaque, was removed about 2 years ago, following a campaign by history enthusiasts. Blue Badge guide Colin Crosby, who has been giving Richard III tours for more than 20 years, was one of the original campaigners who fought to have the advert removed. "It was about 2 or 3 years ago," he said. "I'm glad they've managed to change it." Both Colin and Stuart agreed the remains are now an important part of Leicestershire's heritage and should be reinterred at Leicester Cathedral. Stuart said, "He should be buried where he fell, and Leicester Cathedral for me is the right place."
Support helped save my life. Chris Grewcock says he might not be here today if it wasn't for the support of homeless charity Emmaus. A former heroin addict, the 28-year-old had been living on the streets for about 5 years before he found the charity and was offered accommodation and the chance to work. He is one of a number of residents, or companions as they are known, living at the Emmaus residential home in Hinckley. The companions are given accommodation for as long as they need it. In return, they work in the nearby Emmaus shop, which sells second-hand furniture, clothes, books and bric-a-brac. Chris, who is studying for an NVQ Level 2 in customer service, said the support of the charity had helped him turn his life around. "I was homeless from the age of 17, he said. "I found Emmaus in Bristol in October 2007. Since then, I've been with Emmaus there, in Gloucestershire, and now here. Without this charity, I wouldn't be around now, or I'd probably be looking at a long time in prison. I've been living here for 3 months, and it's great. I'm from Nuneaton originally, and I've got a 4-year-old daughter there who I see most weeks. An international organisation which has groups working in dozens of countries across the world, the Emmaus Leicestershire and Rutland Centre opened in Hinckley in September last year. Another companion who has been helped by the charity is 52-year-old Peter Shaw. He said, "I spent 24 years in the army, and when I retired, I ended up getting divorced and then found myself homeless. That was probably about 10 years ago. One day I met a priest at a bus stop and he put me in touch with Emmaus. It's so rewarding being here. It gives you a new outlook on life." The charity receives no government funding, so relies entirely on donations of either goods or cash from the public. It has space for 12 residents in Hinckley, but with homelessness on the rise, the plan is to increase this to 35 in the next 3 to 5 years. For more information about Emmaus, Leicestershire and Rutland, or to donate, call Matthew on 07807 104 142.
Youngsters put in picture over loan shark dangers. Staff from Groundwork Leicester spoke to children during 3 sessions at the Court Crescent Community Centre in Braunston. Groundwork Leicester spokesman Rudy Parra-Watson said the response from the youngsters was brilliant. The idea was to talk to them about loan sharks and to try to get the message across about how dangerous getting involved with such people can be. "They were very interested in our presentations, and we hope the knowledge they have will keep them away from any dealings with illegal moneylenders." At the end of the 3-week project, staff and children joined with artist Pete Barber to paint a mural on one of the outside walls at the centre. Elliot Cramp of Braunston said he had learned valuable lessons about loan sharks. The 13-year-old said, "I know that if you borrow any money from them, they will demand a ridiculous amount back. I helped paint the mural and it was great fun." Dylan Stanley, 12, of Braunston said, "We were shown videos which told us about loan sharks and what they do. What they do is not very nice and people should try not to get involved with them at all." Marcus Dunn said before the sessions he knew nothing about loan sharks. The 15-year-old said, "I couldn't believe how much money they demand back. The sessions were interesting. The painting was cool. I am into art at college, so it was good to have the chance to paint like that." The project was part funded by Riverside, a social housing and regeneration organisation, and by money seized from illegal moneylenders and awarded to Braunston's Summers Community CAF. Riverside and the Summers Community Cafe at the centre have teamed up with the England Illegal Money Lending Team and Leicester City Council to run a campaign this week, encouraging anyone who has been a victim of this crime or who knows of a loan shark operating in their community to report it. Sarah Russell, Leicester City Council's Assistant Mayor, responsible for neighbourhood services and welfare rights, said, "It is vital people remember a small loan can build up into a larger debt. This campaign will highlight how to report it if people have fallen prey to loan sharks and what to look out for when considering borrowing money." Rupa Shandarana, Community Project Supervisor for Riverside, said, "As money becomes tight and the cost of living rises, people can be tempted to use loan sharks to get some much-needed extra money. Most end up paying thousands of pounds back for the few hundred borrowed and may be subjected to threats, intimidation and violence when they are unable to pay."
We have now reached the end of this edition of the Leicester Mercury Talking Newspaper. If you wish to contact the Sound Services Department of Vista, please telephone 0116 249 8839. Goodbye.